Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. This is the third episode of podcast I'm doing in relation to open doors. I have explained in the previous ones that we need open doors in life to be able to make advancements, and when doors close against us, we do what we should do to either open it or begin to locate a new one. I can't say what I said in those things. Please do your best to just visit brogy.com/step up and download the podcast, getting your open door and when a door closes against you. Today I want to tell you about death traps in disguise. That is, there are times we think something is an open door. In reality, it's not an open door. It's actually a death trap in disguise. Now, while we seek to get open doors in life, it's crucial that we don't walk into death traps disguised as open doors. You understand that? Death traps disguised as open doors are open doors that enslave you, open doors that shunt you, open doors you have to enter. They are the condition for entrance into it, is that you have to drop your godly values, disobey God, do things that are not good, so you get into the places. Oh, that's one of the things you find in the death traps disguised as open doors. It's difficult for you to make meaningful progress in life if you do not recognize the fact that there is God. God is completely in control of what we do in life. We cannot push God aside in our dealings, in our work in life. That is why it's crucial. In fact, a society without moral is bound to die. The reason is that they will continue to do things that will cause problems. They will continue to do things that will make the society continue to go down until it doesn't have life again. That is why you should not walk into any door opened for you where the passport to entrance is dropping your values, disobeying God, or doing things that are not okay. You'll walk into such open doors if you ever get in there full of regret. It's not because I'm prophesying evil to you. It's because life has been wired. That is the foundation for success in life. The foundation for failure in life is to walk without values. Foundation for failure in life is to change values, your godly values, and imbibe bad practices like prostitution in a bid to get open doors, bribing people to get open doors, sacrificing to get open doors, and all that. So please, when you find doors that seem to be open, and as you walk close to the door, you find that the passport to entrance is that you have to drop your godly values, begin to do things that are ungodly, then please understand that that is not an open door. It's actually a death trap. It's crucial for you that you run away from it. If you ever walk in there, you only live to regret your entrance into such places. Now, if you look around your environment, you'll find that a lot of people do it. I mean, what is it? It's not to get job. It's not to get contract. And that's how come a young lady sleeps around, because she wants to get, she's a marketer for a bank or something like that. And they say, meet target. So she goes to sleep with somebody so that she gets money. Let me tell you the truth of life. That kind of marketing, first, is not sustainable. Yes, let me just give you a small marketing gist. Every marketing gimmick you use that is not founded on helping them see what your product, service, or event is providing to them, you may deceive them into buying from you, but that's just first buying. They may never buy anything from you, no matter how good it is. You immunize them from your brand and anything that has to do with you, as a matter of fact. Now, coming to marketing, getting money from those practices, that's not the way forward. If you're a banker, you have to meet target or marketing in any form. Go to your clients or potential target customer and tell them, this is what we can do for you if you do business with us. Business is wired by God that it's a give and take thing. It's when people decide to be wicked and behave like Satan that they want to get money from people without rendering value to them. It is not done anywhere. So what I'm saying in essence is, please do not think it's just this job that once you sleep, you get the job, once you get the contract, or once you just say, yes, we can have sex before marriage, I'll get marital open door. Such things are not done, please. Stop lying about your age because you want to get a job. That job is not an open door. God has made you as old as 45. Say you are 45, it's a good thing to live up to that age. Every single open door you have to enter, dropping godly values, is a death trap. If Joseph, it's not my own Joseph in the Bible, had dropped his value, which is to sleep with Potiphar's wife, he would have become Madam's favorite. Except there's a problem with that kind of favoriteness. Please, pardon my English. The problem with it is this. He will be limited to that place. Except that because of that encounter, he stood his ground and said, this is not an open door for me. And guess what? He was punished. He was sent out. Except that he was sent into jail. in accordance with the will of God, that moved him closer to where God wanted to meet him. And guess what? That indeed was in his best interest. Every single door you choose not to enter because you are standing for the right thing, it may appear as if you are retrogressing. The truth of the matter is that you are making progress. God is the person counting your progress, not your classmates in secondary school or university. Your parents, it may not make sense to them, but that is their own opinion. The truth of the matter is that it's important at every point in life that when God looks at you, he says, Joseph, my son, you are on point. That is what is important to me. It's not about the fact that you say, okay, this guy is making progress. He now has a car. Who cares about a car? What I want to check is that I don't want to have a car today that I'll start checking tomorrow. So what I do is that I follow God gently, knowing that in due season, if car is actually important in my own life, he'll make an arrangement for them. Please, I'm talking so much about this. Let me go into the next point. The next thing I want to tell you is that an open door that doesn't give you room for improvement and advancement in your knowledge base, skill, and abilities is actually a death trap. No matter how good you are today, you can get better than your best. Yet, that door limits you from making progress. That is a death trap. No matter how good you are today, if you have to do work that doesn't allow you to make improvements on your abilities, capacities, and all that, my brother, my sister, you are cheating yourself big time. So, I don't know how much you get paid, but please, if that open door limits you from being able to give attention to your wife, your family, and children, please run away from that door. But if they have not closed the door outside, run out and stay away from that. The point is this, open doors are not doors designed to cage us, imprison us, and shut us out from other areas of our life or limit us from making improvements. Any door that is like that is not an open door from God. It's in your best interest that you run away from it. Please understand that God has the capacity to bless you and I in great measure. He can open the most difficult door for us. However, we need to cooperate with him to do that. Any seemingly open door that knocks you off the path of obedience to God is Satan's plan to trap you. Run away from it. It's better to delay and get God's best than to get the best you can get now without having God's best. Every day of my life till tomorrow, whatever God can give me is far better, by far better than the best thing Satan can ever offer. Therefore, walk away from Satan's trap disguised as open doors. Again, you need open doors to make progress in life. However, any door Satan opens for you is door of destruction. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brojude Step Up, brought to you by Brojude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free content when you visit brojude.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.